in the limelight.
After 3 days of contradictory accounts of the police response to the attack that left 19 children and two teachers dead in a small South Texas city of Uvalde, it emerged that the decision by police to wait outside of the classroom where the 18-year-old gunman was barricaded appears to contravene U.S. federal and state guidelines developed over two decades that prioritize police disabling the gunman. We have prepared for you an article written by Edward Helmore. The piece is titled, Confront the Attacker. Texas police appear to have violated shooting response policy. New details on the apparent failure of local law enforcement to respond swiftly to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, were raising questions on Saturday, 28th of May, about police procedures introduced after the 1999 Columbine shooting tragedy in Colorado. After 3 days of contradictory accounts of the police response to the attack in Uvalde that left 19 children and two teachers dead, it emerged that the decision by police to wait outside the classroom where the 18-year-old gunman was barricaded appears to contravene federal and state guidelines, developed over two decades, that prioritized police disabling the gunman. In Texas, Uvalde police officers received their latest training in recent months, with protocols advising that an officer's first priority is to move in and confront the attacker. According to policy, this may include bypassing the injured and not responding to cries for help from children. The chief of the area school's police department, separate from the city's police force, is Pedro Arredondo, who was incident commander during last Tuesday, 24th of May's shooting incident, and who has been described by authorities as having made the wrong decision by delaying the storming of the classroom until federal agents arrived. NBC News reported he completed the most recent training course in December on dealing with gun attacks and had been in post since 2020. It is not yet clear what exact situation Pedro Arredondo thought his police officers were confronting, and there are different response protocols for different variations on a shooting incident. Arredondo has not responded to media requests for comment. But unnamed law enforcement officials told the Associated Press on Saturday, 28th of May, that officers from other agencies had urged the school police chief to let them move in sooner. A source told the Associated Press news agency audio recordings from the scene capture officers from other agencies telling Arredondo that the gunman was still active and that the priority was to stop him. The Washington Post, citing a U.S. Customs and Border Protection official, said an off-duty Border Patrol tactical agent had arrived outside the classroom where the school police officers had been waiting an hour and basically said, "Let's get this done," before storming in and killing the gunman. The attacker was a local man, Salvador Ramos, who had recently turned 18, allowing him to buy weapons and ammunition legally. The official said of the federal agents who responded, "They have not told me they were frustrated," adding, "but they told me it was hard to discern who was in charge." The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, said on Friday, 27th of May, that he believed he had been misled about the initial response and promised an investigation into exactly who knew what, when, and who was in charge, and what they did. The governor added, "The bottom line would be, why did they not choose the strategy that would have been best to get in there and to eliminate the killer and to rescue the children?" Since the Columbine School massacre of 1999, many police departments have trained officers to go after an attacker as a matter of priority. After the shooting incident at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, in 2012, the FBI was given jurisdiction over mass shootings. That led to a series of FBI initiatives to train local law enforcement agencies in how to respond, including the Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training, or ALERT program, which was developed in Texas. Agents are tasked with training law enforcement and other first responders to ensure that protocols for responding to active shooter situations are consistent across the country. According to the Department of Justice, the program has since trained more than 114,000 law enforcement first responders. The issue of local law enforcement came up after the 2018 Parkland, Florida mass shooting incident at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where a 19-year-old former pupil from the school killed 17 and wounded 17 others. The former Broward County Deputy Sheriff Scott Peterson, who had hidden while the gunman rampaged, was criminally charged with child neglect, resulting in great bodily harm, culpable negligence, and perjury. Florida prosecutors described Peterson's actions as unprecedented and irresponsible. Peterson is scheduled to go to trial in September and has denied the charges. The Washington Post reported the first police officers to arrive last Tuesday, 24th of May, were from the Uvalde City Police, which has some SWAT capability and about 40 officers. But command of the incident was taken by Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District Police Department, a separate division that has 6 police officers and oversees security for 8 local schools. According to Uvalde School District Police Facebook page, the small department hosted active shooter training at Uvalde High School in March. It read, "Our overall goal is to train every Uvalde area law enforcement officer so that we can prepare as best as possible for any situation that may arise." In 2019, the Texas legislature passed a measure requiring all school police officers undergo the training and noted the shift in law enforcement tactics since the Columbine tragedy and the failures of the Parkland response. The state curriculum advises an arriving officer's first priority is to move in and confront the attacker. The Texas curriculum states, "First responders to the active shooter scene will usually be required to place themselves in harm's way and display uncommon acts of courage to save the innocent." The 2020 state manual adds, "A first responder unwilling to place the lives of the innocent above their own safety should consider another career field."